Boom Souls ready.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
We are live.
I don't know. Welcome to the Sentai Hangout.
The it calm is, before the stormy review.
Right. It's 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on a Saturday.
Yeah, it's basically when we would normally be streaming, so yeah.
We got some episode stuff to film later, but it's going to be a massive undertaking, and we kind of have to watch a movie first.
Right.
The series reviews are always going to be in the original format, because we don't know what we're going to talk about, when we're going to talk about it, or what we're going to get into.
Or how many hours it'll take.
Yeah, right. So it has to be edited afterwards. It can't be edited live because we're looking at photos or some shit like that. That's why. So yep. This is just an hour-long hangout to say what's up and do what we do and that stuff. Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shamo Cree Proto Guy.
Who is eating stuff into his mic.
Man, I'm fucking starving. You shut your mouth.
Nick Bennett, the Lone Paladin.
And episode 188. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to fandomnight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
This thing.
It's a thing. It's like, it's what episode it is.
The live
episode,
hangout stream.
Episode 188. The fuck did we think we was gonna do?
Right.
Okay, so that's, yeah.
Basically, what we're here doing, hanging out.
We're here for an hour.
And then we're going to watch a movie. And a good movie at that.
Yeah. Yeah, it actually it
an,
is.
An actual good reboot.
I jumped ahead, to be quite honest. I watched it last night to get a few of the notes out of the way because I know my dumb ass. I cannot fucking focus on watching something notes at the same time.
Did you actually get to watch it all the way through, or did you get interrupted by all these damn warnings we got last night?
Column A and Column B.
Flash floods, tornadoes.
Yep. We were under two motherfucking flash flood warnings. I'm sorry, we're in Illinois next to the river. What the fuck do you think happens every time it rains? Shut the fuck up.
Hey.
To be fair, the chat has already called us out, and they're right to do so. We said we were going to be doing this at 10. We did not do this at 10. It is motherfucking 11:04.
It's true.
Hey, guess what? Sometimes you're late because you have to get a haircut. And a tire has a problem.
Yeah.
Shane.
I had to get this done. I'm getting married next week.
Yeah, we are literally a week away from the proto guy wedding, so yeah.
So there will be no hangout stream next week. I can guarantee that shit. We're going to be too busy in monkey suits.
Well, to be fair, it's every 2 weeks that we go live anyway.
Oh, I know. Right. Still, it's one of those. Definitely won't be doing nothing next week. We're going to be busy in monkey suits.
Right. So, yeah.
I'm looking forward to wearing that bright ass, slap you in the face, neon ass yellow, cause Hufflepuff.
Eh. I'm just excited to get the shit done and over with, cause yeah.
Oh yeah, I think we all are. Bill's just kind of staring around the room.
Bill's especially glad to get it over with.
Too much shit going on with this wedding, so it's like, ugh.
See, I'm glad I'm never going through it again.
I get to wear poiple.
Yeah, you do get to wear poiple.
Yep. At Shine's wedding.
Shine's?
Yep.
Shine's.
Right.
At Shine's wedding. Fucking. In poiple.
Yeah.
Love, twoo.
Right.
And people will be like,
why, Scott's officiating.
People,
right.
People will come up and be like,
brother Scott.
Your friend.
Brothers and sisters.
Like, that's just how he talks.
Yeah.
Hoi Shine.
I get to give the toast, too.
Surprisingly, Amanda keeps being like, yeah, I can't wait to see what Bill comes up with for the toast. And it's like,
you don't want to know.
You don't want to know. I can already tell you. I know for a fact. It's not written just quite yet. He's going to take this week to do it. It's not written, but you already don't want to know it.
I'm going to get up and be like, I know Shine long time friend. Him. I know him married.
He my friend.
If you do that, dude, I'll lose my shit. Man.
Right.
I'll fall right out of my chair.
Oh,
everybody
shit.
Else will be like, they'll only come up to me and it's like, is your friend a little slow? I'm like, yes.
Yes.
No, see, people will say, is your friend a little slow? You'll try to say yes. I'm like, he had to drink a lot to have to suffer through this shit.
Oh, shit.
His wife is driving him home tonight.
But, yeah, no, I went ahead and I watched the movie last night, but that's because I wanted to watch all the deleted scenes and extras and outtakes and all that extra bullshit, just so that way then we had a little bit of extra shit to talk about.
Because we really need extra shit to talk about.
Kind of yes and kind of no. Some of the deleted scenes I actually will bring up in the review because, like, obviously it's something we saw in the trailer and then got pissed about that we didn't see it. But, yes, there was a full-blown Kimmy-Jason makeout scene in the fucking movie that was removed.
Yeah, they took it out.
Yeah. But it was a little bit different even from the fucking trailer itself. So I was like, okay, all right. And the other cool thing about it is a lot of, like, the extra scenes that were removed, if you go and watch it on, like, the DVD or the Blu-ray or that, they literally, like, don't even go through and add all the extra polish and shit. Like, they literally, you could tell they're on a soundstage and they walk up and hear some fake foam rocks and there's a green screen in the background with cameras and lights. It's like, oh, nice. You guys literally just took the raw footage. Awesome.
It's what they usually do for the extras.
Yes and no. A lot of movies I've noticed lately, like, it's, oh yeah, here's shit that was already done that we decided, that's not adding to the scene, let's remove it.
That's because it's become this weird fucking problem now where they make things, like, they actually make all of, like, Batman v Superman. They make the whole motherfucking movie, then go back and cut a half an hour of it out.
Right.
And I'm like, that was a lot of fucking money to do all the CGI work, all the background, all the fucking green screen, do all of the camera work, all the acting, all the sound fucking shit, and then come back and be like, fuck it.
Let's just cut out 30 minutes of the plot that is necessary to make the movie make sense.
The biggest thing
fuck
is they cut it. So
can't be making sense.
They cut a half an hour out of it so it wouldn't be 3 hours. Because a lot of people don't want to sit in a theater for 3 hours. I'm like, Avengers Endgame was over 3 hours and people were okay with
Lord
it.
Of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
And a big movie in 97 came out. You guys remember that movie called Titanic?
Well, what, people that had like a 15-minute intermission so you could get up and go take a piss?
But see, those are gone now.
Yep.
That's actually a funny thing is that they knew back then that Titanic was going to be a big, big fucking movie. And they were like, oh, my God. They were like, how about an hour and a half in, we stop the fucking movie and people
like
could take a piss
minutes.
And get a popcorn.
Right.
Nowadays they're like, fucking sit down, shut up, and Avengers, goddammit.
If you have to pee, go pee. You
deal with it.
If you got
to
pee, you better have. If you got to pee, you better have a blanket and a bottle.
Right.
If you're lady folk, we're sorry. Yeah. You're gonna have to see the movie again and hope to God you don't pee in the same spot, or wait for the Blu-ray.
Which is especially hilarious when we think about it with Titanic. It's a movie about a boat that sinks. That movie should have been 15 minutes. Here's the boat. Everybody get on.
No.
What's that? Is that an iceberg? Ah, fuck. Man the lifeboat.
Seth, it could have been an hour and a half. Just not half the fucking movie with the boat sinking.
I'm about to say, yeah.
It's true.
They could have been like they could have been like an hour of movie of like building characters and be like, oh yeah, you know, here's this love relationship, blah, blah. Oh shit, is that a fucking glacier? Bow! 15 minutes of boat sinking.
Right.
Everyone's like, oh my God!
Was someone's mic not on the whole time?
I don't know.
Mine seems to be working
but
fine.
I have fixed it.
Oh.
Oh, whatever it was, I saw it.
Somebody was Nancy Graced in advance.
Nice.
I'm real curious who hasn't been talking at full mic.
Oh, well, I mean, we can always ask. Does anyone happen to know who got Nancy Graced?
Three would be Shane.
Oh, Shane got Nancy Grace.
Fucking sweet.
But he doesn't have an on-off toggle switch like the rest of you fuckers.
Why would I get
Nancy Graced him by accident.
That the button was pushed. I just pushed it and turned it back on.
Fucking Nancy Graced ass.
I turned you on, Shane.
Just, hey, don't tell Amanda.
Right?
Wait till after the wedding, buddy.
All right, let's see.
Someone said they had a screening with an intermission for Endgame. Lucky them.
Every area is different,
We didn't have
anything. Nobody
like
got
every
that.
Place is
yeah,
different.
Every
just
place is different.
Just because we don't have one doesn't mean a theater in a different state didn't do it.
Right.
That, and at the same time, it also could have been something where, like, if because Marvel's good about that type of shit where they do the big, hey, come sit in the theater for 6 fucking days and watch every goddamn movie.
Dude, I would have loved to go do that, but we work at a place that requires us to be there.
Same.
Yeah. I decided to watch them all because I own them, and the ones I didn't own, I just found them on like Hulu or Netflix or whatever.
Well, right. Aren't you just special?
Thank you.
Nancy Grace his ass again.
That's your wedding present, Shane. Nancy Grace, done.
You know what? I'm sitting right next to the fucking soundboard. I can't reach it from the Max and Relaxing chair.
Right.
Because it requires me to lean forward way too much.
Speaking of...
No. He says he even saw articles about the intermission. Yeah, we didn't have one here in any of our theaters. Like, none of us...
Right.
We all went to different theaters because I seen it twice. I seen it once in Morton. Then I seen it once with my dad down at Willow Hills 14. And I imagine somebody probably seen it at Carmike. Or is that Nova now? Or is that back to something else now?
Since
that theater changes every goddamn year.
AMC. Right.
It's AMC now? Wonderful.
So we have... Oh, wait. I was about to say we have 2 AMCs, but that's not right because the old AMC that was in North Pekin
is now New Vision Cinema.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I had to think for a second. It's like, wait a minute.
They're always changing that theater out there.
You say we should talk about the Morpher. Are you talking about the movie Morpher? Because if there's a weak part to the movie, it would definitely be the fucking sad-ass Morpher.
Right.
The Morpher in the
movie.
What
I didn't even notice the fucking Morpher.
There is a shitty Morpher.
Yeah. If you pay attention to where
I know in the stores they had some shitty Morphers for this movie. But
and technically the little rocks... Are there coins?
Right.
We'll tear into this movie without a doubt.
Bill, you said this is episode 188.
Yeah, this is 188.
So 189 and 190 are going to be the movie.
More than likely, because normally when we get into movies, it turns into like a 2-3 hour debate because we talk about every fucking thing we can.
Yeah, it usually ends up being. For me, when I edit the videos together, it becomes like a 189, part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4. Well, when we go over the series. With a movie, it might just be part 1, part 2. So,
Because the series is a lot of material. The movie, I imagine we'll cut that in 2 hours. I'm hoping. Because the series, the reason they go 4 hours is because 15 episodes, you'd be shocked how much information you can pull out of 15 episodes.
Right.
Like, the fact that we didn't talk about that in space, did you realize that the one episode that little girl appeared in when Alpha finally made an appearance, she no longer appeared in the series?
Because he got her.
Anybody catch that?
No. Nope.
Remember when she's on that hidden city thing? Like underwater, and they're turning people into cards, and she fucking pushes the button and makes Andros turn into big buff foam suit man. Mm-hmm. And it is in that exact episode that Alpha knows that she's alive, that she's there. And Alpha's like, oh, we have to save her. And we never see that little girl again. She's out of the series at that point.
Right.
A reoccurring character.
First one in forever.
Poof. Well, Alpha seen her.
That's because...
And she knows something. It's basement time.
Right.
No more you. Get in the basement.
She gets down there and she's like, wow, there's so many people down here.
Well, technically, once we get into this movie, it's more like, send them to the pit.
Right.
What are you doing? Get in the basement.
In
there.
One guy's like, I can't believe they put a little girl down here. And she's like, who are you? I'm like, oh, I'm Trini's boyfriend. I don't remember my name. I don't know your name.
I worked at fucking Ernie's for like 4 episodes. And
yep.
I kind of had a sneaking suspicion that she was special. And then I woke up here. I don't know what the fuck.
Right.
But yeah, we've been down here for years.
We've been down here for years. We thought there was a chance we were going home because there was like this hole of light that opened up. But then we all got transferred to fucking one of these goddamn moons.
One of these asteroid things.
So what do we do here? Oh, what we do is we sit here and pray somebody finds us.
Every now and then Alpha feeds us.
Yeah.
And we pray that that robot gets deactivated.
It's like we get a sandwich every once in a while.
There's going to come going to come a time in the future when we're going to put that robot in a crate and all those people are going to starve.
It's going to be the best. Well, you know it's going to be the best.
They give us cheese sandwiches and that little girl's like, I'm lactose.
Well, bitch, looks like you're just going to have the shits.
Well,
let's eat you a sandwich.
Let's be real. That person over there has been here the longest.
There's talk already about the, right here in the chat, they're already talking about a problem. That they said they're not going forward with this team, that they're rebooting,
right.
And they're going to do that again.
Kind of
which I saw that coming. I saw that coming. The second the company switched hands, I was like, those kids are done.
Yeah.
Right.
Which
because
sucks.
That's just like when Sony switches hands, like when a property, even if it's still owned by Sony, if it switches hands, what do? They didn't shift Andrew Garfield in. They could have.
Yep.
He already had established storyline, whether it was good or bad, whether you liked the movie or not, Marvel could have salvaged what was going on there.
But they wanted a new Spider-Man.
But they were like, no, since it's ours now, we're gonna change it.
Yep.
And they get to keep it.
And there's a lot of stuff like that happens.
Actually, Disney's getting a better deal out of it, too.
25%.
So the second this went in, that they were going to switch hands, I knew those kids were gone.
Well, not only were they gone, but now, from what I heard, they want to tie it in with Transformers and every other 80s.
They want to start a Hasbro-verse.
Yeah.
So that means that, from what I understand, it's going to be like
Transformers,
G.I. Joes.
I heard they were working on a Mask movie at some point, so
based off the comic,
the cartoon comics,
because the comics would be a very violent. Because
if it's the cartoon with the guys with the
80s cartoon it's motherfuckers that wear literal masks, not Jim Carrey masks.
That's what
literal
I was,
masks.
Yeah.
So when he said mask, I was thinking
no, not the mask.
Okay,
M A S K.
Yeah, I was like,
mask.
Holy shit,
P A R T Y.
Because if they made a movie out of that comic, that'd be one of the most violent movies we'll ever see.
No, they already tried that. And they tried a sequel. That sucked.
Yeah, the sequel was terrible.
Nah.
Oh, you're talking about Son of the Mask?
And be fair, what you just said, Rom is actually possible. It's a comic book character. And he very much would mix.
Isn't he a Marvel, though, since he's...
I don't know who owns him right now, actually. I think Marvel is in control of him. But then, man, licensing is funny because they might own the comic book rights, but maybe not the distribution movie rights or the series rights or the... Like, it's... Dude, rights are ridiculous.
So I'm going to bring up something that I haven't had to bring up in a long time, ever since Jabba Wrestling Corner. Why the fuck do we have to ask questions? Give me 2 minutes. Come here, Google.
All right, you've got 2 minutes. Any longer, then we're not going to listen to you.
What? I'm sorry. I wouldn't even listen to you.
Damn, dude.
He said jobber, and I was like, all right, brain shut off.
He just used that as a reference. He didn't
since we haven't done jobber in a while.
A day or two.
A couple minutes. like 6 minutes.
6 minutes at tops.
Hey,
Six minutes
according to Greg time.
Maybe it was 5 minutes.
Well, so far as of July of 2015, IDW has it, but I don't know who's working with IDW, so give me like 20 more minutes.
IDW was putting out ROM comics for a while.
As long as it's not Greg minutes, we're fine.
Now, IDW does a lot of work with DC.
Yes.
They do a lot of work. They say Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and Image is what they say. Mm-hmm. But that's that's the fifth largest behind those. TV, movies, cartoons, blah blah
IDW?
Bullshit.
The comics, yes.
Yes, the comics are.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's definitely
currently,
DC.
Currently, yes. The
they cross over with Batman. So yeah, that's definitely DC.
Right.
It's not just them. The Power Rangers recently did a thing with the Justice. I say recently; it was a while ago. They were with the Justice League,
and they're going to do something with Power Rangers coming up.
Yep.
The original Power Rangers.
Yeah, Power Rangers and the Turtles are getting
together.
You know
what we really need now?
What's that?
That'll piss Bill off.
What's that?
Tom King Bat Turtle. Bill would love that.
Actually, this new writer that's doing Batman, keeps calling out Tom King in the book.
No. No, that's the Nick Spencer keeps calling out Dan Slott in Spider-Man.
You know what? I was going the right way. I just got it mixed up.
Yeah.
No, Bill would be having a fucking field day if somebody was calling out Tom King.
No, they called out Dan.
If they get a writer who purposely every two or three comics just calls out fucking Tom King, I'm gonna buy the shit up out of that. I'll buy two copies of that motherfucker.
Some dude,
somebody goes by one of the trees, like,
why is there
a footprint in this tree?
Well, that's what they did. Basically, that's kind of what they did with this dude who's a. Calling out Dan Slott in the Spider-Man comic.
Did somebody try to kick this tree?
Because he was like, because they asked the whole Mary Jane thing. Because I get apparently Dan Slott that didn't like Mary Jane.
Yeah, Dan Slott does not like Mary Jane, and never figured out why. But he would have like fucking knockdown, drag out, shitty Twitter arguments with fans that would say like, "Is Mary Jane ever coming back?" And he would basically blatantly be like, "I don't like Mary Jane. Marvel doesn't like Mary Jane. The relationship never worked in the first place. It's never going to happen. Stop fanboying. Get the fuck out of my face." Like, he was super shitty about it. Well, and then Nick Spencer, literally comic one, Nick Spencer was like, "What's that Mary Jane doing over there? She in that Iron Man book?" And they're like, "Yeah, no, fuck that. Give me that. Okay.
give me that.
There we go."
Like, "Look, I need that bitch back. Give her here. Like, all right, cool."
Literal comic one. Comic fucking one. Peter has a dream, kisses Mary Jane, wakes up, swings over to her window, and he's like, "We need to talk. Back together." Fucking, after Dan Slott
spent... Whip out these spider nuts.
Dan Slott spent a decade being like, "Fuck Mary Jane. Nobody likes her." And Nick Spencer was like, "Here's that Mary Jane everybody was asking for. Fuck you, Dan."
No, wait. If Dan wanted Mary Jane out of there so badly, why didn't he write back Gwen Stacy back from the dead again?
He did. Five fucking times.
And everyone
was
like,
coming,
why?
She kept coming back as alternate universes and fucking clones, and there was like a clone of her, there was a Green Goblin version of her, there was the Spider-Gwen thing that happened, which, by the way, he was against. That's the one he didn't want. At least not to the extent that they got her. He had something very different in mind. But since it was not just him writing the whole Spider-Verse thing, he kind of got shafted because somebody put her in before he really got his mitts, and she was kind of established before he had a chance to buttfuck her.
Well, that's kind of good. Although
so
he's
yeah,
still
as far
buttfucker.
As I can tell, IDW is IDW, and that's fucking it. So if they do work with others, then yeah.
I've seen them do
a
lot of crossover
looking,
stuff.
But, yeah.
But that being said, all the stuff about... I know, I tried.
Denied.
Yeah, denied. You were like, "Let me open this here window." Oh, never mind.
No. Nope.
Window's locked, not going to unlock it.
Too much effort.
The whole thing with rebooting. I get it. I know people wanted these kids to continue. And I really do. I liked them.
I was one of them. Mm-hmm.
Especially the cock tease.
Oh, yeah, that person we didn't get to see because stuff.
I was curious
right.
What they were going to do with Tommy.
But here's the thing I keep saying, and I'm seeing this a lot where people keep saying that if this reboot goes through, I hope they don't start with Mighty Morphin. Where would you start? Because in America, that is where it starts.
Yeah.
Right.
That's where our Power Rangers started, was the Mighty Morphin.
I mean, I get the idea. There's a lot of people out there that are getting irritated because, and here's the truth of it, everybody gets in at a different point. And even if you did get in at the beginning, that doesn't necessarily mean that's your favorite. Maybe it was Zio. Maybe it was fucking ninjas. Next. Maybe it was like, who knows, you know? It, like, people like different things. Maybe Time Force was your series when you felt, finally, the show grew up a little bit. And then, like, right afterwards, they fucking shit on that idea anyway. So, but, like, the thing is, everybody starts somewhere and everybody likes something different. But a movie, in terms of a reboot, they almost have to do Mighty first.
Right.
The only way to avoid it would be to do this right here. To launch all Rangers all at the same time.
I hope that they do Go Rangers.
If they did something like maybe four or five teams start all at the same time, and each movie covers three, four teams that launch and then they can keep drawing in actors and doing crazy crossover stuff. But
Shane,
like,
you want Go Rangers?
Yeah.
I want Chroma Squad type Rangers that I can't remember because it's like a blah 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 the fucking Royal Flush Gang of Rangers. You know which one I'm talking about.
JAKQ?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That one's difficult to remember what fucking
that
what
has
fucking
the big
list
one.
It is.
There's probably an actual name for it. I don't care. I call it JAKQ.
I call them
the Chroma Squad because that's what they basically
I
are.
I believe, no, technically the Chroma Squad is them.
Yes,
but
that's my reference for it to go back to it. Like,
I believe
I remember
the way,
Chroma Squad.
I believe the way you actually say it is
game.
They are the Jakku. I believe that's an actual word, not J-A-K-Q.
I don't know.
We just say it that way because that's the way that it's that's all capitals. When I very first seen it, I thought that's what it was. What it was like, Jack, Ace, King, Queen. I thought that's what the idea was, and they were independent letters. But from what I've been told,
that's what I said, the Royal Flush.
Yeah, is see, it's Jakku. Yeah, Jakka.
Yeah.
Jakka.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like Jakka. Shaka. Boom shakalaka?
I'm going to say J-A-K-Q because now I really don't like the way their name is said.
That
pronunciation doesn't,
to be fair,
doesn't give me a boner at all.
Well, you could always just call them the Dengatais.
I'm gonna
it's
call
Jakka Dengatai
Ranger. I'm just
going to
call them the Royal Flush Squad.
I'm going to call them J-A-K-Q like I have been doing since we started this.
They're not going to be in our movie. Let us all be honest.
Yeah, they're not going to be there. We don't have to worry about it for
but
a second
that
later.
Be awesome if they were.
It's not going to happen.
But
we could get
you
Pharaoh
know what it
Ranger.
Would be, though, Bill? But, Bill, do you know what it would be if they started with the Jakka? Shane, do you know?
What?
It'd be fucking innovation.
It's true.
They're going to reboot Rangers.
By the way, for anybody who never paid attention, yeah, somebody made something for us, and it was fucking awesome.
Yep. Look up Fandom Night Remix on YouTube after we're done.
Yes, after this.
3 minutes of Shane.
It's great.
It's going to be a Mighty Morphin movie. There is no way it won't be. Because where else would they start? Would they deny it and start us in fucking... Okay, here's one. Here's one they could do. This is honest. If you want to start somewhere else, there is another pivot point that allows them to open up all series.
Time Force.
You start with Time Force.
Right.
It's like we all knew exactly which one.
Because then the Rangers are already established, and all you have to do is send these people places where something is already taking place.
Slight alter in the history.
Yeah.
Right.
Stuff like that.
So you could start in Time Force if you really wanted to, and they could establish the fact that Rangers have been around for a long time, and then they could go to some event that's taking place.
I wouldn't mind that.
But then that means every movie afterwards is either a weird fucking time story where we're going to run into continuity errors, or it's a fucking prequel.
But time travel fixes continuity errors.
No.
Not always.
Nope, totally
like
does.
Like Back to the Future 2, the movie can't happen.
What I wouldn't mind is if they did a movie about they did a live action, an actual movie of the Shattered Grid.
Yeah.
That'd
yeah.
be awesome.
That'd be
pretty sweet. But there's a reason they won't. Because they would have to hire all the fucking actors or recast everybody, which is going to cause its own fucking problems because a lot of people are going to be calling for JDF to play that character.
Well, technically, he would probably be down for it. So.
But let's say he does it. Let's say he's into it.
Right.
If you put him in, all of a sudden you've established actual continuity and you have to go hire all the other people.
Right.
And you can't really sell that story as, because then you're going to have to hire somebody to play young Austin.
Yep.
But Tommy's going to be old. And you're going to have to hire somebody to play young Tommy, which we all know who that looks like, and it's going to end up being a very Star Trek Kelvin universe type of issue.
And a lot right. of people weren't too happy with the Kelvin universe. I enjoyed it, but I've heard a lot of people hate on it.
Right.
An all-black Ranger movie.
They can't start on Five-Man. We didn't have Five-Man, did we?
Nor did we have Jetman.
Like, that's not where ours... I get it. I get that we're Sentai fans. I get it. This is America!
Yeah, America, we started with Morphin Rangers of Hollywood.
It's not just that. You have to sell this. Like, if this goes out to just Power Ranger fans, it will not make any money.
Right.
It won't. It has to trigger nostalgia. It has to bring in an audience. It has to establish a fan base. It's just like all the Marvel movies. Where did they start? They started, everybody's going to say Iron Man. No, they didn't.
Nope.
The Marvel movies kicked off with Spider-Man because the general population knows him.
Oh, the Sam Raimi ones.
Yes. That's the one they chose because comic book movies were not doing very well.
Right.
And it just so happens that all of a sudden X-Men, a huge fucking property, and Spider-Man, a huge fucking property, known by normal everyday fucking norms.
Right.
Those guys set forward what the comic book movies could be, and we went from there. Not even Superman really pulled it off because he shit on himself shortly after.
That's what I figured. It started with Blade.
Yeah, that's
no, it did not. It did not because the general public did not know that that was a comic book movie.
No.
Yes, no, it started with Howard the Duck because that was the 80s.
Yeah!
Technically, if you want to go that far back, I'd say that Captain America movie.
Then fuck it. It starts with Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right.
Or Superman even earlier when he was on television in black and white. Or Shazam.
And while I love that Spawn movie, no. No.
Like, you can keep drawing back as far as you want, but here's the truth of it. What launched comic book movies where they are today was X-Men and Spider-Man Sam Raimi.
Yep.
Those are the properties that got comic book movies noticed and pushed to the masses. And if you're going to do that with Power Rangers, you need something everybody knows. Who's the guy with the biggest mouth that's been out there for decades? It's JDF. What team was he? Mighty Morphin. You promote them. It's the way it is. It's economics, clear and simple. You have to sell the movie and get it started. It's going to be Mighty Morphin.
Thanks, George Lucas, for a furry movie.
I like that movie, to be fair. The third. I actually like Return of the Jedi. I know there's a lot of people that complain that it's just Muppets and that the whole system and the storyline of it doesn't work, and that there's parts of it that are really bad. And I've seen a lot of those complaints, and I agree with almost all of them, literally. But I actually like that movie
a lot. I like Return of the Jedi myself. Yes, I don't like Ewoks.
I actually do.
I thought it was hilarious that the Ewoks destroyed an AT-ST with two giant logs. Most primitive trap ever.
They were 9 or 10 log. Oh, that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
The two log primitive trap thing. The fucking AT-ST's walking by, trips on a fucking vine. Two big ass logs fly down, and it's like turning sideways, going, "What the fuck?" Bow.
I like when all the Ewoks pull their rope like they're gonna trip it, and it just walks.
It just
and
keeps
they're like,
walking.
Ah!
They're like,
and they get drugged. it just does not work out for them.
Ewoks with sticks and rocks.
Destroyed a heavily armed empire.
Let's say the emperor would have killed Luke. Let's say all that's done. Luke, I'd be going down there and be like, "Okay, guys, let's talk. Come here. You're all fired."
It would lightning shit out of that planet. My troops are fucking worthless.
Fucking Palpatine would turn to Vader and be like, "Activate the Death Star upon Endor."
Why? Because we lost.
Because
they lost
tiny little
stones.
Bears.
So did.
Right.
I hate their adorableness.
They lost to tiny bears.
Teddy bears. Yeah, and that's what's sick about it. You know,
bears and a small
contingent
strike group.
Yep.
Small contingent of rebel forces.
Yep.
We're talking Princess Leia, R2-D2, and Chewie.
Right.
C-3PO had a plan.
Fuck that guy.
He said, "I say, were you looking for me?"
He was too busy being the god of the Ewoks.
Right, and if we didn't have him, cooked heroes.
Because
Luke was dumb enough to be like, "Don't fight him, give up your weapons. They have sticks."
He didn't want to kill him.
Yep, he'd have got cooked. Because those motherfuckers were not listening to him, and his mind shit did not work.
Nope.
which means that for whatever reason, can't mindception a fucking teddy bear, so he'd have got, he'd have barbecue Luke.
Yep.
Maybe you can't mind.
He would have just,
because even when Leia comes out and Leia's like, hey, these are my friends, don't eat my friends. They're like, bitch, step aside, we're hungry bears.
Right.
Luke could have just levitated himself off of that thing anyways. He just wanted to be like, I don't want them to know it's me.
After I see, after I seen him project himself across the universe, I'm not surprised what Luke can do. Anymore.
Well, that killed him.
Could have done.
Yeah, that killed him.
In the movie, that killed him.
Let me ask you,
because it took too much energy to be like, "What's up, bitches?"
Would it have killed him if he was in?
Talking about the same guy that in the expanded, no longer canon, in the expanded closed
a black hole.
He closed a black hole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me ask you this:
that guy,
an artificial black hole. Let us be, just so that we don't get into that fucking debate.
Yeah,
it was created, but it was a black fucking hole.
And pulled the Super Star Destroyer from orbit.
Also had the most powerful lightning known to man that could instantly kill anybody with boop.
Who could also look at anything, see the weakness, put a little force in it, and it would explode.
Exactly.
Shatterpoint.
Nope. I'm sorry. I disagree. Yub Nub reminded me of Sesame Street. I prefer Yub Nub. Sorry, I don't like the stupid score in the special editions. Yub Nub all the way, motherfucker.
Right.
I say fuck the special editions.
There's some stuff in the special editions I actually really like.
You're into the original cut, aren't you?
All the awards and admiration George Lucas got from the original stuff. Guess what? It doesn't mean jack shit now because of all the changes he made.
He didn't get awards.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of stuff, like Star Wars is strangely, massively appreciated and underappreciated.
Yeah.
He actually didn't get things like director's awards and things like that.
Well, Lord of the Rings did, and Peter Jackson did.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings did. In fact, there's a huge argument. Go back and rewatch fucking Clerks 2.
I did.
They have that big argument at the counter where the two whip out their fucking preciouses. And they have a big argument, and it's, Yeah, I'm sorry. Peter Jackson received several Academy Awards, something your friend George Toy Boy Lucas never did. Bones. Oh, sick burn, dude.
Has never and will never get.
Well, that's like, oh, for
fuck's
sake.
That actually might be true.
Right.
Well, they did want to put his movie into the movie Hall of Fame.
That's because
They can't because it's not the original version anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's true, because it's not the original version anymore. Now, look, they keep arguing with me. Okay. Okay, Jedi Rock can die.
Nope, need it still.
No, I don't like that. I don't like the weird fucking singing digital Muppet thing they added over the
Jabba Palace.
I like the original Jabba Palace more, and I like Yub Nub all the way, damn it. If I knew the lyrics to that motherfucker, I would sing it right now for you.
You got a phone, motherfucker. Load it up.
You think the lyrics for Yub Nub are? They probably are.
It's
going to be there.
To the Googleverse. Fucking Bill's too lazy. I'll fucking do it. I don't care.
I'm so fucking lazy.
I'm pissing everybody off lately, so why not? We'll get Bill singing Yub Nub.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and this is exactly what I said. Like, because they changed hands, Hasbro does their movies under Paramount. 2017 was released under Lionsgate.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they have to change. They have to reboot. And a reboot, it's going to be Mighty Morphin.
I also agree with the whole...
it's like... Oh, for fuck's sake. I think Nick found it.
Here you go, Bill. Get on it, buddy.
Oh, give me this.
But yeah, fucking no, it's literally up. Like every
oh
time...
Oh, my God. This is fucking... Holy, what the fuck?
That's Yub Nub, bitch! John Williams wrote that
this
shit, get on it.
This motherfucker says Yub Nub, each up Yub Nub, a toe meat toe chiggy.
Keep going.
Yub Doc Philly,
Yub Nub,
motherfuckers!
Oh, fuck.
It's so good!
But
this brand of bullshit brought to you by Nick and Bill.
Right.
I found him. He sang them.
Right.
Oh,
shit. But yeah, no, it's like every time, what is it? There's that meme that goes around every now and again on Twitter and Facebook where it's fucking Uncle Ben being like, tired of you motherfuckers rebooting these movies. I'm tired of getting shot. And underneath of it, it's fucking Thomas Wayne. That's cute. Yeah. Like you reboot these
When's
two movies
our
every
time?
Couple, yeah. Like you reboot these movies every couple of decades, if not every 5 years. It's like stop
you know
shooting
what?
These motherfuckers. We know it already.
You know what I want? I want Uncle
shit.
Ben Spider-Man.
That's a real thing.
I want Peter Parker to die and Uncle Ben be like, fuck.
Basically what they did with Batman.
Yep. I want an actual movie of Thomas Wayne.
Believe it or not, there is also a Aunt May Spider-Man. She's actually called Spider-Ma'am. She got bit and has spider powers.
Fucking geriatric spider lady flying around. Spider-Ma'am, Spider-Ma'am takes a nap. There she is.
We actually don't know exactly where Jeremy is right now. Jeremy's been having a lot of issues that have kept him off the show. Right, but Jeremy's had a lot of issues that have kept him off the show. He hasn't been.
Right.
He hasn't even been so much in the background. Because it used to be that Jeremy also handled the background, like emails and shit.
Yep, emails, website, everything like that. I would do the RSS, but
they're
he did everything
real
else.
He has not been in a show, even behind the scenes, for probably nearly 30 episodes.
Let's be real. Right. I haven't seen him since last month.
Oh, I saw him last week.
Well, I see him and talk to him randomly, but I mean, in terms of his association with the show, it's very much...
Right.
It's not a thing right now.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you know, he's right.
What?
Casual fans, you know, they won't like if they don't start with Mighty Morphin. They start with something like
right.
Turbo or Space or Lost Galaxy or something like that.
Right. Because a lot of us, you know, when we went back over it originally, when we were like, yeah, let's do the DVD reviews. Hey, where did everybody fall out at? Space,
well,
Turbo,
I told you
fucking...
How
strange. I fell out at Lightspeed Rescue.
Right, but that's what I mean.
I told you how strange it is to talk with casual fans. Like... My boss pulled me into the office and asked me, his son is now watching Power Rangers, and he was like, yeah, like, when did they take the logos off their costumes? And I was like, what? And he said, they used to have coins on their chest. And I was like, no, the toys did. And he's like, no, I remember when I was growing up on the show, they had the coins on their chest. I was like, no. They did not.
Yeah, that was the like, movie and the toys.
Yeah.
That was fucking it.
But that's the way they view this material.
Costumes is so gross, man.
So when you say something like, oh, well, they're going to bring this in.
The new movie
stronger?
Costumes.
Stronger?
Was this the last episode that Jeremy was?
Holy shit.
That was a long...
That's a long...
I'm telling you,
that
it's
was,
been...
In terms of being in
fuck.
An episode,
they
maybe,
don't. They don't
but...
see him in the background the
yeah.
way we do. Because in terms of being on mic, it is very rare.
Right.
But he's always in the background, either handling different things,
right.
doing like the...
Because
well, we
Jeremy answered the emails.
Yes.
He also updated the website, well, so anytime that there was anything to go on with the website, he was doing that, other than RSS feeds.
And
that was usually me.
He
for
would
what,
bring complaints
good six
and what,
months, we were doing this show at his house.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah. he would bring complaints and stuff to our attention and whatnot that we could actually address.
It sucks.
Right.
But he hasn't been involved with the show in a very long time.
About
possibly over 30 fucking episodes.
Right.
He's dealing with some stupid bullshit right now.
Yep.
So that's the only reason why he hasn't been around.
Right.
Otherwise, he would probably be around.
Actually, I wouldn't mind that if Hasbro did their own version of the very first Sentai.
So just a new group. Well, okay, well, here's the thing. Would that, because you have to ask an honest question here, would that alienate, quote, real fans? And here's the reason I bring it up. Is it in continuity? So is it the newest Ranger team? Or is it a reboot, these are the first Rangers, but they're not Mighty Morphin, they're some new group of teens you've never heard about, with some guy, not Zordon, but some... Whole new mentor, whole new process, whole new powers, whole new team.
Right.
But if they're not going to tie in with the series at all, you could do that.
Could you and get out? You're for it.
But I'm for them asking, trying the very first Sentai.
Right. Well, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Realistically, is that going to be okay for fan base? Because look,
maybe if they didn't actually label it as Power Rangers,
but they have to because they need the name recognition to sell it.
But they could label it as Go Ranger.
Because your casual fan is not going to be like, "What's this Super Sentai?"
Yeah,
like, well, that's Power
that,
Rangers.
And it'll probably also piss off all the other people because they'll be like, "Hey, did you see the new Power Rangers trailer? Oh yeah, let me get up there with some fucking Jason and some Kimmy and some fucking what the fuck is this? That's not the Power Rangers I saw when I was fucking knee high, couldn't wipe my own ass."
Now, what would be cool, and this would be cool, but let's be honest here, we are dealing with fan community, so there's going to be backlash on no matter what you would choose to do. But it would be cool to do, say, Go Rangers and make it the official first team and don't have it on Earth. Because the Power Ranger power did not appear on Earth until Mighty Morphin.
Right.
So keep it off Earth and follow, say, Zordon with a group called the Go Rangers. And do a massive prequel some 10,000 years before all the other shit took place. And you know what? He could fight Rita. And we could see why he's paralyzed in a tube.
All you're talking about showing a movie with Zordon.
And they could be the Go Rangers for America.
You know, they only went into small details about Zordon's time as a ranger in that movie. We got to see at the beginning.
Right.
Decimated.
But then you have another problem. The casuals that see the word go.
Yeah.
That's a problem because that's an association word now in the way that we do things. There's Hitman Go, Tomb Raider Go,
Pokemon
Go,
Teen Titans Go,
PSP Go,
Teen Titans Go Back Home.
I like that movie. Teen Titans Go, that movie is so fucking good.
But the show sucked.
Shit. It should not be good. Should not be good.
I still
but
haven't
so
seen,
good.
Seen the movie. I did want to see it, see how
Ooh,
bad it
mini-series.
Was.
Miniseries.
I gotta lean up
mini,
because now I have
a
light reflection.
Of the older Sentai up to a true
old
Mighty Morphin reboot.
I would almost say that if you did something like that, you should reboot at Mighty Morphin and then do exactly what Star Wars is doing, where they do about a movie a year, and the in-between years,
is
you
a
could,
prequel of
yeah,
some
you could
kind.
Do prequels adding up to what creates the Mighty Morphin power, like Go Rangers and JAKQ and Battle Fever J. And but then, of course, every single one of those costumes is going to be remade for an American audience, and guess what? Fan backlash, here it comes, because the Battle Fever J is not going to look like that. They're going to be fucking weird robot armor suits or some shit, because that's what's fucking popular.
Would that be better when you look at those costumes?
Was it better for Power Rangers? Because while those suits may be acceptable, because they've been around for a minute now, I still don't like those costumes.
Armor.
The movie?
Yeah.
I still don't think those costumes were good.
Yeah, they always kept talking about armor and stuff. Like,
because it is.
Yeah.
It's very
yeah.
much like a robot suit.
Right.
I thought that was a weird thing, too, myself.
Yeah, and they really do look like Iron Man variants.
My favorite part of the entire 2017 movie is the fact that they're not like they were in the 90s. Always up for everything. They were teens with real fucking problems like you have in the real world.
I'm sorry, I just looked at the chat. I looked over and all I see is, does anyone really care if Battle Fever got redesigned?
There are people out there that are going to fight about it. They're gonna
personally want to see Egypt Ranger. I need a pharaoh to bust up in there and be like, what's up, bitches?
They're going
to
say, look.
But just real quick to go back to Ride Dragon. No, it's not. Zordon is going to be a mentor for the first guys. No, Zordon will be a team member. Like, he will be the OG Red Ranger for the first guys, like in the movie. And then, oh, hey, they beat up Rita, but Rita fucking screwed up his everything. And now he's stuck in a tube.
Now he's interdimensional.
And they could remove him from like two or three movies and have two or three teams without him before he finally they find a way to materialize his essence or whatever in the tube.
They can even do it on accident and then, oh, hey,
so he
who
doesn't
are you?
Show up till the third or fourth team.
Right.
So there could be a team where he's not a leader. He's just one of the members on the team that gets forced into a leadership position, like a Red, you know, and then something happens and he gets fucking put in a tube. So he throws that bitch to the moon.
I don't know who the hell this KK person is, but they win science today.
Right.
That's right. I give them the science award.
American.
Right. I haven't given out a science award in years.
Well, that girl from Battle Fever J, if they put her in like an armor, like Iron Man suit, will she still have that fucking blonde wig on top?
Yes.
And exposed legs.
Yeah. It
she
needs
has
to
robot,
happen.
She has robot boots and robot panties, but right. her fucking legs are fully out there.
And she's like, and they're like, and they look. She looked at her.
And she gets like, she gets, she has like a cool slide move, and she's like, oh fuck my knees, oh fuck my knees.
Blood everywhere hits the ground. One leg's missing. You're like, what the fuck?
And the,
don't worry about it. It happens all the time.
And the Egypt guy right. is just like, well, it's kind of your fault. Like,
it's like,
no, it's not my fault. Who designed this?
Fucking alpha's off in the corner.
Tell
like,
me what purpose.
They don't know I'm here yet.
Wig on top of an Iron Man suit make any sense? What does that do? It shows that you're a woman.
It's fucking fabulous flowing locks, like when
Wait,
they gave when
fabulous
they gave
flowing
fabulous
locks and the sexy leg. She's the Rubicante of the group.
When they gave fabulous flowing locks to what the fuck the bad guy.
What bad guy?
That stupid guy with the fucking sword. He has the card sword. I can't remember. I can't believe I forgot that motherfucker's name. He was with Divatox. And then later he was with Astronema.
Oh,
they gave him fabulous flowing locks
Elgar.
In hair, too. Elgar.
Elgar.
Yeah, they gave Elgar fabulous flowing locks
but
in hair.
That was hilarious.
Right.
And you know what? I don't care what anybody says.
Whip hair.
Elgar
no,
looks good
we don't
with the
need,
fucking
We
locks.
Don't need to see Elgar whip and Nene, all right?
I
do not wish to see him whip, nor do I wish to see him Nene.
Actually,
I kind of do
I'm
now.
I agree with Bill. I do want to see you whip, and I want you to Nene.
Yep, I want to see that now.
Nope.
I want to see Elgar whip and Nene with that fabulous flowing hair.
as it falls off.
Right.
As it falls off.
Because he does have an extremely weirdly shaped head.
Yes, yep. It very much is.
Just have him sit there.
But, dude, that would be a gag. I,
rock out
great.
To bat metal.
Dude, that would be fucking yeah. sweet.
Like this.
My face, so tough. You punch, break fingers.
Right.
He's just whipping his hair around.
If he was singing those lyrics...
Now I want a series of dumb Elgars.
I just want an Elgar series now.
Dude. We just
what
need
Elgar
a...
does when he's not on screen.
Wait a minute.
If we had an Elgar costume, we could do so many dumb things.
They say Elgar stanky leg. No, I want to
oh
see...
Oh my god.
I want to see Elgar He-Man Hay... Or, Hay.
What's going on?
Fucking do the lawnmower, bitch!
Now there's all kinds of things I want to see Elgar do.
Right.
I want to see Elgar do the fucking percolator.
I wish to watch it.
I know.
Right.
So watch it, dude.
So dumb!
Astronema is much hotter than Divatox.
Okay.
I agree. I'm going to agree with that, but everybody has their own tastes.
You know, I was so happy about the rain and stuff yesterday. I'm not so much anymore because holy fuck, the humidity is killing me right now.
I like Astronema. That's fine. Here's the thing. Both of them are made unattractive by their characters.
Right, yeah.
Because
personality does make a big deal.
Like, literally both of them. Oh my god.
Jelly
yes.
roll, little guy!
But like,
well, he'd need to put on some pounds, so he needs to eat a couple cheeseburgers.
If I had to tolerate one, I guess I'm going to tolerate Astronema because she's like Divatox is difficult to deal with.
Is annoying.
Yes, she's fucking annoying.
This may sound really bad, and it may sound sexist, but
there's one character.
She opens her mouth.
There's one character that is super, super, super attractive, and she might be the worst acting villain in the series.
Vipra. Vipra is.
Yeah.
We're all gonna love her fucking acting ability.
Oh my lord.
See, and now you guys are bringing me. Oh, God.
I want Eldar to shake that Laffy Taffy.
I'm telling you, dude.
Right?
This would be the greatest dumb series. Somebody could fucking make it on YouTube.
I want
if they
a t-shirt
just had
of Eldar.
Shirt.
I need to stop looking at the chat because I'm going to roll off of my. Well, actually, I'm like sitting on the edge of the Max and relaxing
Nico,
chair. I'm
Nico,
about to
Nico.
Fucking die right now.
Well, actually, he has a good point. When's
that's,
the next?
Hold on. This is actually why we're here. We are going to do the movie. As soon as we're done with this, we're going to go watch the movie, come up here, record it. It's going to go up on Wednesdays like normal. After that, the next series review for DVDs is going to be 15 episodes of Lost Galaxy, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before that, we're going to knock out some of these damn writers.
Right.
We're going to
finish up. Hey, I'm happy about the writers, though. I did see somebody say we're probably not going to be too happy until we get to, I think they said 0-1, because we're not going to have a distinct insect look. But then again,
I'm prepared.
Goodwill Rider didn't really have that much of an insect look, but I mean, come on,
very
Goodwill Rider.
Very much right. Kamen Rider is exactly like what they did with Ghost Rider. Rider does not mean motorcycle. We've had to get used to that. It very much means they ride vehicles.
And yes,
yep.
Before we do Lost Galaxy,
and they're
we are
not
going
old
to,
bugs.
And yes, we are doing Riders before Rider. Galaxy. This is literally we're ending the Zordon era today after we're done watching the movie, and then we're going to go and, hey, look, here's some Kamen Riders. Hey, look, a shitty motorcycle, next. Hey, look, a shitty buggy, next. Hey, look, a terrible weapon, next. And be done with it.
Yeah.
I'm
actually stoked for some Riders, I'll tell you that. I've actually been missing the Riders.
Yeah, I knew. Here's the
shitty
thing.
Robots.
There's a
right?
lot of we got
lots
a bit
shitty robots.
We got a bit hung up on the idea that they were bugs because that's the way they were introduced.
Right.
But really we should have taken a step back because for us Power Rangers were introduced as dinosaurs and
yep.
That's not what they are.
No, they became cars
and
other things.
Once again, Ronan,
and
don't
space.
Worry. Anything that has photographs gets live streamed, so you will be able to sit down and say your piece, and we will still shit all over everything. That's what we do.
We're not supposed to have knowledge on these images.
Yeah, we're looking at photos, not coming in with, I've seen all 800 episodes of every single one of the Kamen Riders, and
yeah,
I know
is,
everything about it. And,
well, this is
going to
take
totally
a little time.
I'm totally happy to shit all over something now.
This
Let's
is gonna
do
take, this.
This
is going to take some time to get used to, but the idea here is that anytime we do a normal episode, any normal episode is going to be live, and it's going to be on Saturday, and we're usually going to start at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and then depending on how much we can knock out, sometimes you'll get two episodes, sometimes three, sometimes four, if we're knocking those writers out or whatever.
Which, if I'm recalling, the next time we get together, so in 2 weeks,
it'll
be writers.
It'll be writers the
so
next time we
weeks,
get together.
Lots of writers.
We'll be starting with the ride.
Unless we have writers like our robos, and then it's going to be like A Rider, but it's going to be like 1,000 versions of A Rider, and then I'm going to want to blow my brains out.
But yeah, that is...
Now,
this Rider has a slightly different colored hat!
All series and...
new form.
All series and movies, the way that we do our reviews, we can't go get pictures and whatnot and references beforehand, because we don't know what we're going to talk about. We might find a character flaw where we have to talk about something theoretical. Or we might find, you know, something that makes us go into what the fuck is wrong with this, or what's this, or this reminds us of that. Or
that's what makes my job difficult.
Right.
Yeah, so those have to be edited the original way. But everything else, we have all our references beforehand. All those shows are live, which saves us enough time that Scott can get his motherfucking show back.
Right.
You mean the show that I tried to bring back and got very few views on it right now, so...
Keep doing it.
Yeah, yeah, keep going.
Keep doing it.
Well, I probably will keep up to it as much as I can.
Yeah,
so.
Don't.
I saw your intro.
Having the actual time to do it. Keep with it. I'm having the same problems.
I still need to get back to Ruxpin, and
I'm
still
busy,
need to get with you and someone else and Michelle for some lines. So.
I'm busy in a big bad way myself. Yep. I'll be honest with you. I want to record episodes. I have literally a list on this computer of over 90 fucking episodes that are ready to go up on Reploid Bill. It's just a matter of I have to do them now.
Right.
And I mean, I have a lot of fucking material to talk about and lists and things like that. But you got to find time to do it. And with me, my time is extraordinarily limited. I'm surprised I do this.
Right.
You want the truth of it.
But we are coming up on that hour. So.
Yeah, it's been about an hour.
So it's about that time to go take a piss and smoke break and sit down, pop in the DVD and watch some Rangers.
DVD.
And then come up here and die for X amount of hours.
DVD.
And we don't,
I couldn't afford the Blu-ray, goddammit. I'm broke. DVD.
We're not watching
$5 bin out of Walmart.
We ain't watching your copy. We're watching his copy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
That was
We're watching
awesome.
That lovely high definition shit, not that low quality bullshit. Shit, you might be able to see something you missed.
Actually, no, because surprisingly with the DVD version of it, since I put it on the computer in VLC, I basically upgraded everything from there off the computer monitor.
That'd be all right.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, for this part, yeah, we will see you guys in 2 weeks for the Return of Riders.
Oh, I am so stoked.
Riders!
You know, I'm surprised we didn't get anybody mentioning the background you made for us, Bill.
Right.
It still has a little bit of touch-up. Some of the things are going to be changing. I actually intend to make a pervy Zordon face and put it here with a Sentai review.
Oh, that's going to be great.
And, the proto guy image actually has to be moved up and rescaled a bit. If you look real close, I actually included the candle behind his pillar.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
The source of
I
my
didn't
power.
See that before.
Yeah, he had to show it to me because I didn't see
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So that's there's a bunch of little things
sweet.
With the images that I'm still working on to get it out
power.
The way I want it.
Okay.
Until it got burned out.
Until it's like, yeah. And that,
then you're screwed.
I am screwed.
Right.
Hey, I'm still happy I decided to pick that one because you were just like, favorite Ranger or one you think is the coolest? I was like, I got to get this in before Shane steals it.
I had debated on yours for a minute. I'm going to do a couple of versions. I might move him in to where it's more the top part of his body, but I like the idea of his entire body in the shadow. That's the reason I did that.
Right.
Where he was a full body shot too, but I feel like moving it in helped it because it frames it out better with the White Ranger.
Right.
Well, I mean, I had to go with Captain Marvelous. We all enjoyed him.
But yeah, there's still a couple of things I want to do with
Except
the image.
Scott.
Right.
But the rest of us really enjoyed Captain Marvelous.
But yeah, we have to go or we will be here all night and we still got a fucking movie to watch and everything else. So
right.
Wait, Wild Force Silver? Supposedly that suits me better.
Really?
Except it was just our favorites and not...
Do we remember that? Look that up.
Nope. I'm going to have to look that one up real quick.
So here's the thing, too. Fuck. This image might go through revisions because I have something set up where I can kind of like plug and move things around and work with it for a while.
They really want you to switch to Red Space. They want you to be Andros.
It's because everyone likes to shit on the Gold Ranger because of me and you.
Okay.
Somebody put it earlier in the
Let
chat.
Let me see this.
Put it down
thing.
As a backstory. Because technically, you and Andros have one
How
big thing
How the hell does
common.
This Wait suit a second. Me better?
Wait a second. I need to... Was that Lone Wolf? Okay, that has to be about you.
That's right there.
Okay, because I was going to say, if you're referring to why to switch me to Red Zeo...
No.
I was going to say that. I'm not
space.
A Lone Wolf.
No, I'm
no,
trying to figure
no,
out why the fuck this
Sister
is supposedly
thing.
More me.
I
don't
I
see
guess
it.
You, that's the thing that you
that
two have in
crazy
common.
Crazy fits my past.
Yes, you two have that big thing
but
in
I'm
common.
Not a wolf. Plus, I wear dusters all the time, so... Yeah,
it's true.
The picture that I found for Captain Marvelous fits me way better
You're a
than
duster.
This guy.
Yeah, that's the
no.
that's the.
Word. I don't wear kitty ears. I'm sorry.
Well, to be honest, I am curious now that this conversation has been brought up. So, what we're going to leave you here. I'm going to put something or somebody do it right now in the Facebook.
God damn it. Hold on.
Which put ranger suits us the best?
What ranger do you think?
Other than picking our favorite ranger?
There we go.
Because I would like, if I can make multiple versions of this picture and get this theme going, I am somewhat interested to see how the images would change as in terms of perception.
Plus, if anyone in the group is a lone wolf, it's Shane.
It's true.
And my candle burnt out, so my powers are gone. I need another costume.
Yeah, there you go. Shane gets a kitty cat.
Sorry, your other one's being used.
Yeah.
And just updated in Sentai Review group page on Facebook.
Wait, no, he's got like six other costumes you can go to.
Yeah, you do have
You could be a black dino guy.
I actually like
you
that
could be
costume.
Whatever the fuck he is in the newer series where you got the Master Morpher, because I can't remember off the top of my head because my brain's melting.
He's everything. He's not an actual ranger right now, aside from what he's already been. Yeah.
Yes, Lone Paladin. Because I'm the guy that runs in front of everybody and takes all the hits. Doesn't mean I'm a wolf. I need a group of people to back me up.
Yeah.
Lone wolf means you're the loner. You go off on your own and die.
Like Andros.
Like Andros. Yes.
I jump in front of everyone and die. There's a difference.
Because Andros is too strong to die. But that's
sure, that's why.
Shush up, Bill.
Plus, I run up and heal people.
Plot armor at its finest is what it is.
What's that? Shane's got an arm off? Hold on.
You mean like what's going to happen six times in this movie?
Oh, hey, there you go, Shane. Plot armor.
And I'm going to complain
about
it again.
That way you still kind of get your green power.
I would
stole Scott's white power.
Hey, Scott, I need to borrow your power.
You can't say that. What the shit?
But no.
Well, at least he doesn't know a Jean-Claude Van Damme. He'd have to steal the butt cheek power.
So every show I'm in, I'm contractually obligated to show you my rear end, and there we go. And now back into the costume.
Okay, we really have to go.
Yeah, guys, later.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.